If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Bubbling Adventure, a podcast all about kids and how positive education and conscious parenting can impact their entire life as well as society. I am your host, Julie, and each Thursday we are having conversations with guests on different themes, and our aim is to have open discussions, share different points of view, and learn in a non-judgmental way. Thank you so much for all the positive feedback on last week's solo episode. It means a lot to know that you enjoyed it so much. And I enjoyed it too, so I thought I would do another one of these this week. Today's episode is a guide for expecting parents. What to focus on, what to do, and how. We're going to go over food and compliments, movement, body image, emotions and stress, as well as how to get ready in general. I am so proud to say that this podcast is listened to from 70 countries. It's so nice to see that people around the world care about the same subjects. And this is all thanks to you, as so far the podcast is fully relying on word of mouth. So if you can please take 1 minute to share this episode with someone, I would be so grateful because it truly helps. You can also write a review if you're listening from Apple Podcasts, click on the 5-star button on Spotify, and join us on Instagram at The Bubbling Adventure for daily positive education content. But without further ado, let's begin!
Papa, papa, en faisant cette chanson.
Maman, papa. I wanted to do this episode as we now know that a person can have trauma from when they were still in their mom's tummy. So this is an opportunity to learn together why being prepared as expecting parents is important. So last week's episode, I think if you haven't listened to it, you should listen to it before. I don't know, I think they kind of go hand in hand to understand the whole philosophy. But now, you know, there's so many rules with pregnancy, so I'm not going to cover absolutely everything. I even saw, for example, that filtered jugs like the famous Brita is not recommended to prepare a formula, and that, for example, drinkable sink water is preferable. But anyway, that comes in a later stage. So we're going to start today's episode by talking about food and compliments. So most people know that there's certain foods that you're not supposed to eat during pregnancy. And the reason why it is important to pay attention to this food you can or cannot have is because the main goal is to avoid bacteria such as Salmonella and Listeria, because these can be particularly dangerous when pregnant. So cooking thoroughly all animal products is necessary in order to lessen the risks. Animal products is meat, fish, eggs, you know, everything that comes from an animal. So this one can be quite tough, but it also includes most cheeses as well. So all the ones that are not pasteurized, which includes Parmesan. No raw eggs either, which means no chocolate mousse or tiramisu, I am afraid. Obviously, no raw fish. This one is a bit more obvious, as well as full alcohol, cigarette and drug abstention, right? Something else to watch is your coffee consumption. So coffee, tea, sodas, and just energy drinks in general, energizing drinks. Their consumption needs to be limited as much as possible. And this also applies when breastfeeding, just so that you're aware. In terms of vitamins, so usually B9 or just prenatals are recommended, but obviously you should check with your doctor when you're supplementing and what you're taking and so on, but I think most women take prenatals, which include a few vitamins that you need when expecting a baby. Some also start taking it when they're trying, I think, to get pregnant. I don't know. Again, check with your doctor. And last but not least, the only recommended drink is water. Drinking a lot of water every day is important for everyone, but especially when you're pregnant, it's for you and your baby. So drink your water. And this is your reminder to have a large glass of water right now. In terms of movement, we have many studies nowadays that demonstrate how working out is good for both your body and your mind. But it turns out it's also beneficial for your baby's health, if that can motivate you in any way. And this is only when you move a little bit every day. So don't worry, you don't need to do something new or drastic. You have to think moderate, but often. So this includes going for walks or just cycling, dancing around your house, or going for a swim, for example. Non-exhaustive list, of course. Do whatever you like, as long as, you know, it's not anything too intense. Obviously, you need to be able to breathe properly. And yeah, certain types of exercises will actually help you when it comes to delivering the baby. I know I saw some exercises that are weightlifting exercises on Instagram that apparently, you know, it helps you delivering the baby, but also taking care of it once it's here without hurting your back. So carrying the baby around and so on, like you need some muscles to be able to function properly. However, again, make sure to check with your doctor and go gradually, especially if you are not active before pregnancy. Moving on to body image. Obviously, the mom's body will go through a whole lot of changes in 9 months, which is completely normal. And it's also normal to sometimes have feelings about it. But here is some information that may help. So usually during pregnancy, your skin is prone to hyperpigmentation. You know, some little brown spots on the face, or, I mean, usually on the face, but it can be a little bit everywhere. So just make sure that you wear SPF every day. That helps. And also just wear a hat, or, you know, don't really expose yourself too long under the sun. If you feel like your hair is more sensitive, you can take vitamin B. and zinc as well, that may help you. And for heavy legs, which happens quite often, a moderate physical activity, as mentioned earlier, will provide relief, as well as massages and drainage treatments. So even your partner can help. It's time to ask for favors.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Regarding emotions and stress, well, before we begin with emotions, just know that everything you may feel is absolutely normal. There's nothing to feel guilty about. Emotions will change from happiness to fear to doubt to sadness, excitement, and so on. And hormones play a big part in the emotional roller coaster that is pregnancy. Everybody has their own experience, but if you feel like it's getting too much, please seek help from a professional. Now, something that is important is to take some time to communicate with your partner, if you have one, with your family, everyone around you, and also practice self-care, whatever it means for you. So, I don't know, enjoy a cup of tea or coffee, go for a walk. Some people like to do face masks or, again, a little bit of exercise. I don't know, whatever works for you, go for a massage. But as we know, you need to be able to take care of yourself to be able to take care of others. And this will also help you regulate your stress levels. And it's very important for a few reasons. And I have a few episodes on self-care for parents that I will reference in the show notes if you want to check them out. On that note, meditation and relaxation can also be beneficial. And you can find many YouTube videos that will guide you through it. It doesn't have to even be long. Even 5 minutes can do a lot for you. I personally enjoy body scans. I find it easier to stay focused and in the moment, and I find them quite soothing. Something that can also help is to get ready to give birth. To do that, you can find some antenatal classes or hire a doula if it's an option for you. And your midwife will be able to provide guidance as well. And finally, we're going to talk about getting ready. So as we just saw now, pregnancy can bring much happiness as well as some stress because it is an important event in our lives. And the more ready you are, the better chances to enjoy this unique time of your life you will have. But obviously, do remember that the perfect parents do not exist, please. As a dad, it is very important to take part in the preparations and play your part. You can start by asking your partner how they feel, what they might need help with, and ask all the questions you have so you can build your own confidence about the situation. Because it happens often that dads take some time to find their place in this situation, but you can do some research on how to create the perfect environment for a newborn. This is an example, or I don't know, some new pregnancy-friendly recipes, some massage techniques to help your partner, and how to communicate with the baby when it's in the womb. All of these kind of things, I think, is very important to find your place and feel comfortable as the partner. Something to think about when it comes to getting ready is joining some groups. Again, we often hear it takes a village, and I think this is a practice that we shouldn't lose. It's important to socialize, to be in this together. So if you have family and friends who are in the same stage of life as you are, then amazing. But I think even meeting new people, whether again it's an antenatal group or a speaking group or a dad's group, whatever it may be, I think it's great to have a community and being able to share doubts, thoughts, questions, best practices, all of the above. I think it's really important to have that support around you and feeling like you're not going through anything alone. And by the way, again, when you're pregnant, expecting, or anything related to education, I feel like people just speak their mind. They might tell you stuff when you didn't ask for any comments or advice or whatever it is, but just take everything with a grain of salt and think about what it truly means to you, and then you can talk about it in different groups or with someone you trust or with your midwife. But I know that there's so much information out there. Just make your own research and see what you think. I think this is all I have to say for today, but if you can think of more things, you can find a post on this subject either on Instagram or on Facebook, and I would love if you could share your thoughts in the comment sections so we can all collaborate and share best practices. Thank you so much for listening until the end, and I'll see you here next week. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to share if you think it might be helpful to someone you know. If you enjoyed this episode, then please make sure to write a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe if you haven't already. That's it for me. See you soon with the next episode. And in the meantime, have a lovely day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.